This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
Doc Dolly 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm not exactly sure which is the question I should handle first. Is it which alcohol is best for sleep, or what to do about somebody getting fired? Let's hold off on the best alcohol for sleep. Okay, I don't know if I want to give that advice yet. But it's a very interesting discussion, though. Let me just read you this email quick, and I'll tell you where we'll go next. She writes, Doc, I can't sleep. We have a staff meeting on Monday, and rumor has it some of us are getting cut. She writes, I can't get laid off now. I have three kids, and my husband is on disability. I'm thinking about calling my boss before the meeting, not sure what to do. Which alcohol is best for sleeping? Now, before we talk about the alcohol, I definitely want to talk about what to do about this rumor that you may be getting fired. These staff meetings, don't they stink? Don't you hate getting called into a meeting? You know there's a meeting that's going to happen, and then you have to sit there and freak out, especially all over the weekend. That's very, very stressful. I didn't want to worry many of you talking about the recession, but the writing has been on the wall for a very long time. Now that we're seeing Macy's and their job cuts, Sears and their job cuts, and closing stores is not just job cuts, but all the ancillary jobs associated with that retail spot get cut as well. MD Anderson cutting 1,000 positions. I'm a little concerned. You know, the start of the new year after Christmas hire. You know, a lot of people get laid off. It's not a unemployment bumped up a little bit. In the latest report, it's concerning. You need to fight for your job. If you want this job, you need to fight for it. Just like a piece of meat out there in the wild. Now, I don't want you throwing anybody under the bus. I don't want you doing anything unethical. But if you feel like you want to talk to your boss, all right, fine. You know, maybe a couple years ago I'd say, nah. Just wait for the meeting. You don't want to look... You don't want to look, all anxious. You don't want to, you know, just wait for the meeting and see what happens. No. All right. You fight for your job. If you think you should not be laid off. Now, this is assuming you're right about this whole layoff thing. Okay. If you're not at this staff meeting is because, you know, somebody wants to throw a party for somebody else and they're looking for party planners, you could look like an idiot. But if you really have that instinct that this is, you know, something's going to happen and some people are going to get laid off and you feel like you aren't ready to go, then you fight for it. Yeah, why not? Especially if you think you're getting fired anyway. You could call them, call your boss or her. You know, you could say, look, I know there's a staff meeting. I just want to let you know there's some rumors circulating that, you know, people think this is going to be, you know, what's happening. I can, you know, dispel myths if you like. But if that is what's happening, I won't say anything. But I want to keep my job. And I'm here with you for the long haul, even if it means taking a pay cut. But that is always effective, guys. Offering a small pay cut to keep your job. It's a brilliant move, unless, again, nobody's ready to cut your job. You got to be careful with that one. Again, if it's just a party planning or somebody needs a baby shower and they're asking somebody to throw it, yeah. But if say, look, you know, if the company's going through hard times, I'm here with you from thick or thin. All right, let me know what I can do to help. What do you need from me? I'm here. And if he says none of your gosh darn business, you're going to wait till the meeting on Monday, you know who you're working with. But if you have somebody that says, look, I appreciate you reaching out. Okay, we're going to talk more about it Monday. I can't really give you any details, but I appreciate you reaching out. You made some points. All right? Or you may have somebody that says, good to know. I needed to know that. And now you got one step ahead. This is tough. Okay, because I'm a team player, and when it comes to having, you know, your comrades and your coworkers, or I love the idea of we're all in this together. We're all what happened during the recession when some people were going to lose their jobs, so everybody took a pay cut, so everybody could keep their jobs. That was damn cool. I'm all about that. I think that's great. But if you think you're in a position where you're a sitting duck, okay, you have every right to fight for that job. Fight for it. Okay, now, you can't sleep. Okay, I really want to go to alcohol. I really don't like the idea of using alcohol to sleep. You know, my husband every now and then likes to have some port wine. If I take a little bit of his port wine, I am out. I completely fall asleep. So, you know, red wine seems to, you know, be a pretty effective nightcap. Some people will drink a Manhattan. It's because of the whiskey. You know, I was never a big whiskey drinker, Manhattan drinker, so I have no idea. Yeah, but we're talking about alcohol. We all know the marijuana does it, but I don't think she, I don't think she lives in a state where it's legal.
But it's way more effective.
I know, but I'm not supposed to say yet because I don't know. I can talk about it in Nevada because it's legal in Nevada, but I don't know where she's from, so I can't talk. But is it legal in Minnesota?
No.
No, see, so I'm not allowed to talk about it.
I didn't say anything. Nope.
I know. All right, but true. Marijuana can provide a nightcap. But in terms of alcohol, lavender honey cream, I'm reading. It's got a vodka base. The lavender may be calming. It kind of looks like a yummy drink. I used to bartend. I've never made a lavender honey cream. I made a scotch and soda. Scotch and soda seems to relax you a little bit. I just can't stand the taste of scotch. There's something, again, I never made when I bartended a Brady's Milk Punch cocktail. That is a Brady's Irish cream and whiskey. You can balance it with some sherry, some Spanish Oloroso sherry, some vanilla liqueur. See, to me, that looks like too many calories. A hot toddy. All right, you know, hot toddy. Again, whiskey. Whiskey seems to put people to sleep. Make it warm. That seems to help, all right? New York sour. Again, whiskey sour. Could help. Let me see. Anything else? Oh, French Connection. This is what Gene Hackman, I think, liked. Cognac Amaretto. Yeah. Old fashioned. Glass. Use one of those. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And we really do appreciate it. We know you guys have plenty of choices out there to listen. And the fact that you listen to my show means, obviously, you can't find those other choices. So please don't find them. All right. This was a very interesting headline. All right. They say if you're looking for healthy fast food, go to Taco Bell. Taco Bell. I haven't been to a Taco Bell in years. I got Taco Bell. Did you know this? They have a Doritos wrapped taco. Oh my gosh. You did? Did you eat it? Have you eaten that yet?
That's all right.
A Doritos. See, I like Fritos. I was never a Doritos fan. Doritos are too spicy.
They got the cool ranch one. You don't have to get the nacho one. You can get the cool ranch. Although, I mean, who really likes the cool ranch over the nacho cheese, really? I mean, seriously, call in if you know.
Yeah, I would. I like Ruffles and I like Fritos. I really love Fritos. So I would love a Fritos I'd like a Fritos or arroz con pollo. Put a bunch of Fritos down there, put some rice, chicken, and cheese, and that I would eat. I would eat a taco shell out of Fritos.
I bet they make them. Actually, I'm pretty sure I've had one at some point in life. I don't remember where, though.
That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Man, maybe you and I need to make that up.
There we go.
You can make a lot of money selling to Taco Bell. So, anyway, they say that the fast food chain has made a series of changes over the years, from eliminating the artificial flavors and trans fats to the low-calorie Fresco menu. And reducing, Fresco means fresh, and reducing sodium across the menu by 15% since 2008. The chain now plans to eliminate XL sodas, cut extra large sodas, cut an additional 10% of sodium across the menu, and remove some of the antibiotics from its chicken by early 2017. There's a vegetarian and high protein menu option, in addition to a late night favorites. They say the Taco Haven has slowly pushed itself to become the healthier option. Very interesting. Angie Murad, a registered dietitian nutritionist, said one of the biggest roadblocks to eating healthfully at fast food was the sodium. If you decrease the amount of sodium, obviously that's a good thing. All right, sorry, I'm trying to read this. There's some typos in this, and I want to make sure I read this right. So Taco Bell apparently has been praised for what it's doing. They say, here's my problem. I mean, if you are a health food fanatic, are you really going to drop everything to run out and go to a Taco Bell? If you are that, you know, up on being vegetarian and being into health foods and being into, I mean, you're probably going to go to the store and you're going to cook up your own vegetables. You're going to probably cook up your own meals. You're not going to be going to a Taco Bell. Now, I understand that, let's say you're on the road, and you're like, hey, this is ridiculous. I'm driving out to Vegas, or I'm driving to L.A., or I'm driving to Boston. I'm hungry. I need to stop and pull over, although I don't think I saw any Taco Bells on the way to Boston from Rhode Island. I got to double check. And I'll pull over, and I'll, I understand you want to have something there that you could eat. But that's not enough to keep the chain around. So maybe there's the big demographic now and the big marketing audience, your target audience, is people who want to eat like crap, and they want that feel of eating like crap, but it's not that crappy what they're eating. When you look at losing weight and you look at being healthy, you really have to have the mindset, which I still haven't gotten there yet. I like eating meat. I like cheese. I love rice. I'm not ready to give any of that up. I love chocolate. All right? But, you know, when you say you're going to eat healthy, you really need to stop everything, and you have to do that. You have to really commit. You can't do this halfway stuff. It's a shame. Now, these diets, remember I was at U.S. News and World Report and had their annual ranking of diets. And Daily Mail has broken it down for us, America's 7 favorite diets, okay? And it tells us a little bit more about it so we get a little bit more detail, because unfortunately what happened is a couple days ago with the U.S. News reports, I had to individually click on each one, and then to get more details, you had to click, and I had so many windows up on my computer, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. All right, first, the DASH diet. We've talked about the DASH diet many times on the show. The dietary approaches to stop hypertension. This came out, I think it came out about 20-some years ago. And this is a diet that is lifelong. It has to be lifelong. And it's designed to lower blood pressure and high blood pressure by reducing sodium. So you eat less sodium, you eat vegetables, you eat fruits, you eat low-fat dairy foods, right? Moderate amounts of whole grains, fish, poultry, and nuts. They say your dinner could include roasted chicken breast, a baked potato, and a side of asparagus. Oh, goody. The standard DASH diet says you should eat no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. Now, what's nice about that 2,300 milligram number is that's actually the number that we recommend in the U.S. Eat less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. How many of you guys are looking at your food labels and seeing if there's, you know, what the sodium content is? No, nobody's doing that. Why? Because when we go to Taco Bell, right, we just eat. We don't sit there and look at a label. I'm at the age now where I need reading glasses. I'm not going to pull out my reading glasses when I'm in the middle of eating a Frito taquito taco. There's no way. Then there's a lower sodium DASH diet option with 1,500 milligram recommendation of sodium. So right now, I think it also won, the DASH diet won first place for the best diet for diabetes. So DASH diet's very good in lower total hypertension, but you gotta stick with it. You can't just do it once in a blue moon. Then, my favorite diet, Weight Watchers. I liked Weight Watchers because ever since the 1980s, when I took a class or two, I really liked it. You could lose up to 2 pounds a week. Once your goal weight is reached, you maintain that weight. And it's not a very drastic type of weight loss program. Apparently they now have a smart point system for the foods eating throughout the day. Remember that a point system? Now it's called smart points. Users can eat whatever they want as long as they stick to their daily smart points target based on sex, age, weight, and height. The Weight Watchers Beyond the Scale program, which was launched last year, encourages an eating plan that says lower in calories, saturated fat, and sugar, and higher in protein. And then there's Fit Points, which is a metric to help members track activity from walking the dog to running 5K. Oprah said she has lost 40 pounds and kept that 40 pounds off with Weight Watchers. I think she also owns part of the company. I think she's invested in part of the company as well, but I don't mind. I like Weight Watchers. Again, the faster you lose weight, then your body's metabolism slows because they think you're starving yourself, and then you'll very quickly go right back to your regular weight. But for those people that want to lose weight fast, they say one of the top diets is this HMR program. The Health Management Resources is a low-calorie plan with meal replacement, encourages eating a lot of fruits and vegetables. The meal replacements come in the form of low-calorie shakes, meals, nutrition bars, multi-grain hot cereal. They mix vegetables and fruits with these meal replacements so you feel full. And they recommend 10 to 20 minutes of exercise a day. You know, I don't know the difference between HMR versus MediFast versus a lot of these other longevity. I don't know the difference between a lot of these weight loss things, weight loss products. I would caution, like with MediFast, boy, does it give you gas. There are some things that my body could not digest, and I had the worst abdominal pain. But you lose weight. So those are for people with some strong stomachs. Again, I don't know if the HMR has the same bowel issues. This brain-boosting diet, the Mind Diet, is the Mediterranean/DASH intervention for neurodegenerative delay diet. It's supposed to be eating brain-healthy food. So you can eat from the 10 brain-healthy food groups like green leafy vegetables, nuts, berries, beans. Beans are always good. Whole grains, fish, poultry, olive oil, and wine. But you got to avoid red meat. You got to avoid butter, you got to avoid stick margarine, you got to avoid cheeses, desserts, and fried or fast food. I've got to be out of my mind to do the Mind Diet. Fertility diet, remember we talked about this one, this is supposed to increase ovulation. So the 10 steps when it comes to this is you got to cut out your trans fat, you got to consume more unsaturated vegetable oils, you need to incorporate more vegetable proteins in your diet, less animal protein, eat more whole grains, then add full fat dairy product to your daily routine. By sixth and seventh step, you take a multivitamin that contains folic acid and other B vitamins, you take iron or you increase iron in your food, and then the eighth step means you got to cut out your soda and drink plenty of water. You can't have caffeine. The 9th and 10th steps to achieve a healthy BMI and to boost fitness level. That's supposed to get you pregnant. Which means if I don't want to get pregnant and I don't want to be on birth control, I do the opposite. The Ornish diet reduces heart disease. It's created by California-based physician Dr. Dean Ornish back in the 1990s. Okay, it varies from losing a few pounds to lowering blood pressure. I guess you have 5 different groups. 10% of the calories could come from fat. Saturated foods with any cholesterol or refined carbohydrates are banned. You could have fiber. It's not veggie-based. Isn't there an Ornish Game Hen? Is he the one that came up with Ornish Game Hen? I don't know. Then you have the Mediterranean diet, which we talked about, more plant-based. You get some wine, you get some yogurt, milk and cheese, maybe some falafel. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so smartphones are bad, and they're also bad for the kids. I have a smartphone. Yes, I love my smartphone, but I use it too much. Big problem we have is we don't, I think we underestimate what our eyes really need and what our eyes want. And our eyes don't really want to sit there and look at a screen. And then now they're finding that kids are suffering from dry eye syndrome. They say symptoms of dry eye disease were more common in kids who spent more time on smartphones and less time outdoors than other young people. They said when the children gave up their phones for a month, the dry eye system significantly improved. Pediatric dry eye disease could obviously negatively affect vision, school performance, and is believed by many specialists to be underdiagnosed, according to the American Academy of Ophthalmology. Staring at smartphones, computers, and other screens have been linked to reduced blinking, which could lead to faster evaporation of the tear film and increase the risk of dry eye disease. Smartphones also have a short watching distance due to their small screens and can tire the eyes. I want to see these studies on, for those of us that are always on our smartphones, if we are more prone to needing glasses. I don't think I should have accelerated to the speed where I needed reading glasses, because I was doing fine, and then all of a sudden, it was like overnight, I couldn't see without my reading glasses. I blame my phone. Researchers in South Korea conducted eye exams on 916 children aged 7 to 12 years. 60 children, or 6.6%, met the criteria for dry eyes. They had tear breakup time, which is a test to look at the tear film. 97% reported on questionnaires that they used smartphones for 3.2 hours a day. 55% of children with dry eye symptoms, the control group, had smartphones, which they used without the dry eyes. They used their smartphones only 37 minutes a day. We're talking about school-age kids 7 to 12. Why is any of them on a smartphone for that many hours? Now, what about playing outside? Playing outside, I think, definitely helps myopia, nearsightedness, the prevention of that. There's not a lot of incentive when you have all these cool, fun games. I mean, even Pokemon Go. You see what they tried to do with Pokemon Go? Where you get your butt outside, right, to walk around and try to find. I took the app off. It was eating up my memory. It was a stupid game, and I could never find the stupid Pokemon. That's not enough to get people outside. Okay, standing outside with your smartphone like an idiot, looking at a screen, is not playing outside. You need to focus on a ball. You need to catch a ball. You need to climb a tree. You need to ride a bike. These are the things you have to do outside. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Unfortunately, we're really having some issues when it comes to football. And, you know, here we are telling kids to play more outside, and they're playing football, and I love football, and, you know, I let my kids play, but it's dangerous as heck. And they're saying 24 high school football players have died in recent years from traumatic brain and spinal cord injuries, and the annual death count is growing. The deaths are still rare, but there's an uptick. The study examined the years 2005 through 2014, also counted four such deaths in college football players over the same period. Most deaths occurred during games and were tied to tackling or being tackled. The study echoes other research that found such deaths were most common in running backs and linebackers. The article is led by Kucera and other researchers at the University of North Carolina and released Thursday by the CDC. UNC, University of North Carolina, has gathered data on deaths and injuries related to high school and collegiate football since 1965. Roughly four times the number of young football players died from head and spine injuries from 1965 to 1974 compared to 2005 to 2014. Now, and they said we have had improvements in medical care. There's been more rules, okay? Banning first head-first tackling, new safety helmet standards, etc. So deaths fell, then stabilized in the 90s, and now this new study shows a slight uptick since 2010. We want to see these numbers going down, obviously, and the new study also found that about a fifth of the high school players with a fatal brain injury had suffered an earlier concussion less than a month before the fatal injury. Now, seeing high school football, and I, you know, my kid very fortunately gets to go to Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, and Bishop Gorman is a school that has now for years been very well known to have a very phenomenal high school football team. These kids are good. DeMarco Murray came from Bishop Gorman. A lot of future football players, NFL stars, came from Bishop Gorman. And it's very, very well known for its football triumphs. And they're hardcore. It is hardcore. And people expecting to play Bishop Gorman. Maybe, you know, bulking up and getting ready. I'm not saying bulking up in terms of artificially, but they may know that they got to play hard. All right? And, you know, when you're a team that's so well known, ESPN covers you, Sports Illustrated covers you, you get the coverage, you know, that you are at the top of your game. Schools that are trying to remain undefeated in their region that have to now come and play you, they're not thinking of you guys as a bunch of kids that have algebra homework or have to turn in an essay the next day. All right? You guys are the big, mean football players. And they're big guys. And and just because somebody's big doesn't mean their head is, you know, made of stone. And I also think that testosterone levels are up. Weights are up. People are bigger than they used to be in the 60s. And so it's different now. True. When my grandfather played, football in the Leatherhead days, there was no protection at all. Definitely, he sustained, head trauma. But, just because you have a helmet doesn't mean you're invincible. And I panic. And these blows to the head, even just watching NFL. Oh, gosh, what game was that when the player sustained a neck injury? Pretty dangerous. And you see how he landed on his neck. You know, your concussions don't necessarily have to be a direct blow to the head from another player. You're twisting and falling and being thrown up in the air and then, grabbed and wrestled down to the ground, or just falling on the ground is enough to cause a fatal blow to the head or neck. So I don't know what the answer is, because we love our football. And high school football is becoming more and more. High school football has always been big. But as we see people shine in high school that later become our NFL heroes, there's a lot of emphasis in making high school football very attractive and very well viewed and watched. And it gets ugly out there on the field. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Many of us can't stand brain farts. We enter a room, and then we don't remember what we were entering a room for, or we walk down a hall. And there's a study published in the journal Science that says maybe what we're trying to recall has not gone AWOL, but it needs to be decoded. According to Brad Possel, a professor of psychology and psychiatry at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says earlier experiments show that a neural representation of a word disappeared, but by using a trio of cutting-edge techniques, they've revealed just where this neural trace of the world is held until we could cue it up again. Now, for those of you going, okay, this is ridiculous, how are we supposed to pull these things up? Well, there's obviously a variety of ways to, jolt your memory. But it's interesting to when we have these brain farts, we think it is completely gone. And if we could figure out what little baby thing we need to do, maybe we won't have as many brain farts. So the study amends their longstanding view of how memory works. Right? They thought short-term memory evaporates when you stop thinking about something, and long-term memory permanently rewires the connections. Now they're finding that, no, you could pull these up. Students were prompted to think about one of the two images they had seen, and after a brief delay, they were able to confirm if they saw the picture. And there's more to the story, but looks like there's a way for us to tap into that memory. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA.
You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, for those of you that want to learn medical Spanish, for those of you working in the healthcare field, go to LearnHealthSpanish.com. It's very, very cool. It's very, very easy, not very expensive, and it teaches you everything you need to know about health Spanish. Get those words in, get them quizzed, get them reinforced. Get a certificate. Great site. Go to LearnHealthSpanish.com. So, very interesting. I guess Sweden Have they been contemplating a six-hour workday? I'm looking at this headline right now. It says Swedish six-hour workday is too expensive to maintain, according to a trial. They say nurses at a city-run senior home in the Swedish city of Gothenburg, about 292 miles east of Stockholm, have been benefiting from a two-year experiment that cut working hours while maintaining pay levels. Oh, wow. Boy, would that be nice, a six-hour workday. While the takeaway has been largely positive for the nurses who are feeling healthier and patients whose care has improved, the city has no plans of making it permanent or expanding it to other facilities once it's completed later. Why? Because it's too expensive. They said it's associated with higher costs. Oh, I apologize. I have a power burnout button on here. I'm not sure why. It's associated with higher costs, and there we go. Just lost power. All right. Sorry about that, guys. Apparently, it's associated with higher costs, okay? All right, that's all I can tell you. I would love to just be able to, can you imagine going into work? Why do my show? But I have another job. I teach. You know, if I could get everything I needed to do, here's my problem. I can't get everything I need to do in a specific amount of time. Even when I had my medical practice that I closed earlier in 2016, you know, you can't leave at 5. Even if I did, because my kid had something at school or there was a game, I had homework and I had work to do then from 8 o'clock on. And so you could have less of a work day, but a lot of our jobs require that the work still has to get done. According to Daniel Bernmar, it's associated with higher costs. Absolutely, he says. It's far too expensive to carry out a general shortening of working hours within a reasonable time frame. The city had to hire 17 extra staff members to cover the reduced hours for the 68 nurses at the house, which cost about 12 million kronor, or $1.3 million. He still believes shorter hours may work in the long term. Sweden has carried out several series of shorter working day trials over the years, with labor activists touting that this country should be a role model in shortening working hours. 2015, the family employees are happier and more productive with a shorter work day. Linus Felt, CEO of the Stockholm-based app developer Filamindus, told Fast Company that he did not believe an eight-hour workday was as effective as one would think. To stay focused on a specific task for 8 hours is a huge challenge. In order to cope, we mix in things and pauses and make the day more endurable. Now, you know, this is interesting. When I was talking to you guys about my 36-hour shifts, these weenies talking about six-hour shifts. Okay, let's talk about the 36-hour shifts that I had to do. There was no more production coming out of my tired butt than anybody who worked a regular 12 that day. So I agree. Making somebody sit there longer doesn't help. Now, what they need to study are these ER docs. Many ER docs work 12-hour shifts, but they only have to work 3 or 4 days a week. So they'll work 3 12s 1 week or 4 12s the next, and then they basically average about 12 to 15 shifts a month. Some nurses do that too. And it would be very interesting to see how that performance goes versus just work all 5 days a week, 8 days a week. Some of us that work for a Jewish corporation, you get out early on the Sabbath. So some of us get out at 3 o'clock on Friday. And one thing I noticed about that is Thursday night, you already start to feel a little bit of, you know, excitement that the next day isn't going to be that much of, you know, that hard, that, you know, difficult. But the problem is I notice, and I've noticed this for years. I've noticed this whether it was before a holiday or if we're leaving early. Whenever you leave early or whenever it is a Friday, you already get down production. And so you have to account for that as an employer. So, like Christmas Eve, okay, we had patients just racing to get their medications before they flew out. They were sick with the flu. We had to be open Christmas Eve. We got out early, but we had to be open. But what was the productivity like? No, because we're leaving early. Everybody's talking and whatever, and, you know, we're like, look, let's get the patients back. Why are we working slower today? Let's get the patients back so we can leave earlier. And the productivity was down because everybody was, you know, already in the mindset of we're leaving. And so you got to be careful with that. You know, there was an argument, well, why don't we just not work on Fridays? All right, well, not working on Fridays, but then your Thursday is going to start turning into your Friday. So I don't know what the answer is. I mean, you know, back in caveman days, if you wanted to eat, you would be hunting I don't know how many hours a day. You would be gathering. You would be cleaning your home. You would be, I mean, you know, this idea that we're supposed to be guaranteed leisure is ridiculous. Okay? We're supposed to be constructive. Okay? I mean, society used to be, all right, you work, you clean, you build. You do have parties once in a while, absolutely. There are festivities for weddings and things like that. Sex, prayer. These are things that are supposed to be a part of our daily lives, if we so wish. Right? But this idea to, in a 24-hour day, only make one quarter of it being productive and working, I think we're starting to get more and more spoiled. And it's going to be at the point where nobody will be able to hold a regular job later. Sorry. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. French has done something controversial. It has reversed its organ donation policy such that now, by default, any French citizen is an organ donor. This new law took effect the 1st of January, and it presumes consent for organ removal and donation. Although, if the family refuses or wishes otherwise, then it won't happen. Prior to this measure, a person had to have a clear intent to donate, or doctors had to consult the family, and the family would refuse in nearly one-third of the cases. Now, organ donation, obviously, is a huge problem here in America. Okay, we never seem to have enough livers or kidneys, etc. So, this idea to make organ donation mandatory maybe something that the United States may think about. They say in the UK, hold on a second, I'm having some computer issues here. Hold on a second. All right, I apologize. We're having some major issues with the computer. I apologize. This is a good story, too. Oh, come on, people. See, look, looks like, oh, see, my computer's fighting back. Like, I just want to work for 6 hours. Well, that's ridiculous. The Guardian reported that French citizens can still join a so-called refusal register, which has been signed up by at least 150,000 individuals. Those who refuse can do so by doing the action online rather than by post, by mail. People who oppose having their organs can leave a signed document to their next of kin, could orally even express their choice to relatives, who will then have to produce a written declaration of non-consent to doctors. So this updated opt-out system is targeted at preventing widespread organ shortages and long transplant wait lists. Similar measures have already been used in Austria, Spain, and Wales. In the UK, they say healthcare providers lament that they have one of the lowest consent rates in the region and a general lack of black or Asian donors. While a record number of organ donation and transplants were made in the country from 2015 to 2016, it's still short of the 80% target by the year 2020. And that's interesting. We don't have a lot of, we forget that in order to type and cross match and try to find, you know, as close a match as possible, we need to look at things, you know, such as ethnicity and, you know, gender, et cetera. And, you know, I'm not saying you have to have a female kidney or et cetera, but, you know, if you have an underrepresentation of a population, that's going to hurt that population. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.